Dharma upholds. The meaning of Dharma. Dharma is a Sanskrit word meaning that which supports or holds. Dharma upholds what is true, virtuous, just, and lasting. It upholds what makes a society stable, productive, and enduring. It upholds our inner sense of goodness, justice, life, and life-givingness. There is no equivalent term in Western languages. Dharma is often translated as right action or righteousness, which can be misleading and fail to convey its full meaning. Right and righteous are often used in a very judgmental and dogmatic way, especially by people who are very sure they know exactly the right thing for everybody to do in any circumstance. Right is the opposite of wrong. Translating Dharma using the word right suggests that Dharma can be understood as simply not doing wrong, or perhaps that it is equivalent to obeying laws or commandments. Dharma, however, is individual and is much more beautiful and wonderful. Dharma refers to doing the right thing. It means choosing goodness, even when the right thing involves some pain or loss. It means doing good for its own sake, not for the sake of gain, although it may result in gain. Dharma means doing good, but not to doing a socially proper or nominally charitable action, to be proud or to gain favor with a deity or the public. Note, in some places, people beg outside temples telling people, "Do Dharma," by which they mean to give them money. This is not the meaning of Dharma, for giving money can be dharmic or not dharmic. Adharma means not dharma, and in common usage conveys a sense of wrong or bad. But limiting the meaning of dharma and adharma to black or white, right or wrong, is unduly simplistic. It is not possible to determine what is dharmic by a list of right actions and wrong actions, or even by a list of actions with circumstances. In any given situation, there is not one single action that is always right for all people, while all other actions are wrong. An action can be dharmic if one person does it, and adharmic if someone else does it. An action can be dharmic in one way, and adharmic in another way. There is not only one right way. Most actions in themselves can be dharmic or adharmic. Killing, deceit, and stealing are usually adharmic, but there are rare situations where these actions are proper and dharmic. Violence is often adharmic, but sometimes it is dharmic. An adharmic action may not be wrong, and a dharmic action is not necessarily right. As King Dharmaraja said, quote, "Sometimes adharma looks like dharma, and dharma looks like adharma. Sometimes dharma wears its real nature of dharma, and sometimes not. Only wise people through their wisdom perceive the real nature of dharma," unquote. Tibetan yogi Milarepa voiced a similar idea thousands of years later, quote, "If you find a certain practice increases your evil passions and tends to selfishness, abandon it, even though it may appear to be virtuous. And if any line of action tend to counteract the five evil passions and to benefit sentient beings, know that to be true and holy dharma, and continue it, even if it appears to be sinful," unquote. Many actions that are adharmic are perfectly legal, and some are not even considered wrong. Many adharmic actions cannot be legislated or controlled by others, as they occur out of sight. Conversely, actions that are pure dharma are sometimes illegal, and occasionally are even considered wrong or bad. Dharma is said to be Buddha's Eightfold Path of the Noble Ones, which includes right understanding, right intent, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. Right intent means intending to not cause harm or suffering. Buddhist doctrine considers right livelihood to be earning without coercion or violence, without slaughtering animals or raising animals for slaughter, honestly without trickery or deceit, without causing suffering to sentient beings, and not manufacturing or trading in weapons, poisons, intoxicants, slavery, prostitution, child abuse, or human trafficking. Dharma refers to action. It means acting at the appropriate time. It means refraining from acting at an inappropriate time. And sometimes it means refraining from acting. However, renunciation of all action is not dharmic. Nature is dharmic by nature. Adharma applies only to creatures with the capacity to choose one course of action over another. Humans have great scope for choice, and thus great capacity for dharma and adharma, and combinations of both. Dharma is inextricably linked with truth, and is in fact a product of it. Without truth, there can be no dharma. Any thought or action that is based on untruth is not dharma, no matter how good its intention, and whether or not the people involved know the truth. Love, the awareness of unity, is truth. Love and truth are inseparable. When referring to love, most people think of affection, desire, emotion, or all kinds of things that are not really love, so using the word love is often confounding rather than helpful. Love is truly an inherent aspect of dharma. Dharma is action of body or mind. Dharma is the natural fruit of truth love. Dharma is goodness in action.